You're the one I've always thought of. I don't know how, but I feel sheltered in your love. You're where I belong. And when you touch me, if I close my eyes, there are times I swear I feel like I can fly for a moment in time, somewhere between the heavens and earth. I'm frozen in time. Oh, when you say those words, when you say you love me, the world goes still, so still inside. And when you say this journey that we're on, how far we've come, and I celebrate every moment. And when you say you love me, that's all you have to say. I'll always feel this way. When you say you love me, the world my heart must have always known that love has a power that's all its own. And forever, now we can beyond.
Please be seated. We welcome you on behalf of Angela and John to this wonderful celebration of Christian marriage. And we're so glad you're here, and hope you will join us as we continue in scripture and prayer. Just before I pray, I'd like to read a couple of verses of scripture for you. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a people of his own, zealous of good works. And then let me share with you this well-known scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not itself, vaunts not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly. Love seeks not its own. It is not easily provoked. Thinks no evil, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Now abideth faith, hope, and love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we thank thee for your love, which is shed abroad in our hearts through Jesus Christ. We thank you for this occasion. We pray you will be present here, for you said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." We rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ, our salvation, and we pray that you will bless this celebration of marriage for Angela and John, for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Dearly beloved, we are gathered together in the presence of God and these witnesses to share in the celebration of the marriage of Angela Michelle Kohler and John Calvin Doney, which is an honorable estate, not to be entered into lightly or unadvisedly, but in the fear of God and worshipfully, as it was ordained by God Almighty in the beginning in the Garden of Eden, when God said, "It is not good that man should live alone. I will make him an help fit for him." Which holy estate was blessed by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when he and his 12 disciples attended the marriage in Cana of Galilee, where he wrought his first miracle, blessing that celebration of marriage with his presence? Indeed, the psalmist David wrote, "In thy presence is fullness of joy." And to this holy estate, therefore, these two come now to be joined. If anyone can show just cause why they may not be lawfully joined together, let him speak now, or forever hold his peace. I charge you both, as you will answer the dreadful day of judgment, that when every hidden secret shall be revealed, that you keep faithfully the vows which you are about to take. If you do so, you will enjoy the happiness, joy, peace, and blessings which your Heavenly Father has promised. But if either of you shall violate these vows and disobey God's holy word, you may expect to experience the keenest misery and the darkest guilt. John Calvin Doney, will you have this woman to be your wedded and lawfully wedded wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, forsaking all others, till death do you part, according to God's holy word?
I will.
Angela Michelle Kohler, will you have this man to be your lawfully wedded husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, forsaking all others, till death do you part, according to God's holy ordinance?
Amen.
Who gives this woman to be married to this man?
Her family and I.
Just before you take your vows, I'd like to read a few verses of Scripture for you, and reading from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 and the following. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, and of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Also, we must remember the words of the Apostle Paul. He said, by love, serve one another. And he also said, there's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ. A happy and enduring marriage will be one in which a large portion of mutual respect is mixed with the love of God for him in one another. John, repeat after me. I, John Calvin Doney.
I, John Calvin Doney.
Take the Angela Michelle Kohler to be my wedded wife.
Take the Angela Michelle Kohler to be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold from this time forth.
To have and to hold from this time forth.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
According to God's holy ordinance.
According to God's holy ordinance.
And thereto I plight thee my troth.
And thereto I plight thee my troth.
And see if I can get this thing. Here we go. Repeat after me, Angela. I, Angela Michelle Kohler.
I, Angela Michelle Kohler.
Take thee, John Calvin Doney, to be my wedded husband.
Take thee, John Calvin Doney, to be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold from this day forth.
To have and to hold from this day forth.
For richer or for poorer.
For richer or for poorer.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love, cherish, and obey.
To love, cherish, and obey.
Till death do us part.
To death do us part.
According to God's holy ordinance.
According to God's holy ordinance.
And thereto I give thee my troth.
And thereto I give thee my troth.
We're going to light the candle. I think you take one of each. John, what token do you now give in affirmation of the vows now made?
This ring.
Okay. Take this ring and take Angela's left hand and place this ring on her finger, repeating after me, with this ring,
with this ring,
I thee wed,
I thee wed,
in token and pledge,
in token and pledge,
of the vows I've made,
of the vows I've made,
in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit,
in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
And Angela, what token do you give in affirmation of the vows now made? You take this ring and take John's hand and repeat after me. With this ring,
with this ring,
I thee wed,
I thee wed,
in token and pledge,
in token and pledge,
of the vows I've made,
of the vows I've made,
in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit,
in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Those whom God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. For as much as John Calvin Doney and Angela Michelle Kohler have agreed to become one in marriage and have pledged their vows each to the other and have given and exchanged rings in token and pledge of the vows now made as an ordained minister of God, I pronounce them to be husband and wife in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Those whom God hath joined together, let no one put asunder. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you that we can look unto you, who cared so much for us that you sent your Son to be our Savior and rescue us from a lost condition. We do ask you'll bless Angela and John. We thank you for their lives and pray you'll use them and guide them and direct them in every way. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Prince of Peace. Amen. You may kiss your wife. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present to you Mr. and Mrs. John Calvin Doney. reception has been prepared for you. And you're all invited to come to that reception. It's in the chapel over to our left here, immediately following.